Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Carroll Park State School is celebrating the success of its Givers Gain Gift initiative from the BNI Foundation. The initiative, which initially expected to raise only $6,000, made over $8,000 for the school. The funds are being used to deliver new sporting equipment for the Carroll Park students in an attempt to boost activity and teamwork, as well as create a better environment for the students. The BNI Foundation helps to change young people's lives through educational opportunities, which is monumental for the Carroll Park community.
Raw, untreated sewerage mixed with stormwater is being discharged into the Brisbane River due to a complication with a crucial under-river sewage tunnel renewal project. The complication began 18 months ago as a result of the system becoming overwhelmed and pressured by heavy rainfall in the region. To relieve the pressure, Urban Utilities has been dumping sewerage into the water near Combsley Beach Reserve Morningside. Urban Utilities has discharged 540 megalitres of waste into the river, which is the equivalent of 216 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Additionally, the sewerage is believed to have increased levels of bacteria, enterococci, back to a dangerous level. There has been no indication of when the outflows will be stopped.
In national news, aged care facilities across Australia have been gripped by COVID-19 outbreaks following a seasonal wave of positive cases. These have been reported more than 240 outbreaks nationally, with more than 1,700 residents infected and more than 30 deaths. This came after a low of 57 outbreaks in April, being one of the smallest recorded number of outbreaks since the pandemic in 2020. Experts have told the ABC that major reasons behind the outbreak include lagging vaccination rates, community complacency, and misinformation. According to the Australian Immunisation Registrar, less than 10% of residents have received a dose of COVID-19 vaccine in the last 6 months, which could heavily increase the likelihood of residents obtaining the virus.
Hundreds of captive-bred, critically endangered spotted tree frogs have survived near Mount Beauty in Victoria, which has brought hope that the species may recover. 50% of the frogs' previous habitat had been severely burned in the 2019-2020 Black Summer bushfires, and as the population dwindled, scientists became concerned that it may become locally extinct. The reintroduction program was a collaboration between Zoos Victoria, recreational fishers, traditional owners, and wild research, with Dion Gilbert, a threatened species biologist, stating that it was promising that the frogs were persisting and moving within the landscape. The frogs face numerous threats, such as predation by introduced fish such as trout, flash flooding, and chytrid fungus, which has decimated frog populations globally. More than 600 individuals have been released as a result of the program, with a large proportion of the animals continuing to prosper.
In international news, more than 170 people have been injured and at least 20 have died after an Air Force jet crashed into a school in the capital city of Bangladesh. The armed forces said in a statement on Facebook that the F-7 jet experienced a mechanical fault after taking off at 1 p.m. local time on Monday. Muhammad Yunus, leader of the Bangladesh interim government, said necessary measures would be taken to investigate the cause of the incident and ensure all kinds of assistance. The age range of the students at the school is between 4 and 18 years old. The victims are being treated at 7 hospitals across the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the chance of a shower later in the day. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There is no fire warning and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.